Lilu Nishmas, Rabbi Mori Zichron Livracha, Rav Tzimon Kuf Kuf Dalet Tzeif Ches, the Halachos of Amen. Lo Yana Amen Chatufa. A person is not supposed to answer a grabbed, a snatched Amen. What is that? Tahainu Kiilu Ha'alef Nukuda Bechatof. As if the Aleph has a Shva under it. In other words, you're in such a rush, instead of saying Amen, say Amen, and you don't really pronounce the A sound of the Amen because you're in a rush to grab the Amen too quickly. Or the Shulchan Aruch says, Sholyachto v'yimar lanos oso kodem shisayim hamavarech. Don't answer Amen before the person finishes the bracha. You have to wait for him to finish. Sometimes the chazan is finishing shalom and people, like ba shalom, and when he's saying shalom, he didn't say the mem yet, people answer Amen, and that's usur. That's an Amen chatufa. You grab the Amen too quickly. Well, the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'chein lo yana Amen ketufa. You shouldn't say a cut-off Amen. Mechaser kriyas hanun. You say it is Amen, and you don't really say the nun at the end, that you actually pronounce it. That's called a cut-off Amen. Also, the Rama adds on, Gamu yamsik be'emsa hamila. Sometimes a person will say Amen, he'll say, oh, Amen, he takes the breath in the middle. He got the word in two halves. That's also not allowed. That's an Amen ketufa, where the Amen is cut off. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, V'loyana amen yesoma. Don't answer an orphaned amen. What is that? Shehu chayv v'bracha achas. You're chayv in a bracha. V'shech tzivim v'barech l'sav. V'zein ha'shoma. You don't hear the bracha. Achav v'she yodeash. Eitz v'bracha m'varech. Since you didn't hear, you don't answer amen. That's an amen yesoma. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't hear the bracha, you should not answer amen. Now the Rama continues, V'yesh machmirim afilu eino mechuyav bosa bracha lo yana amen imenu yodeav eiza bracha ka'i shliach tzibur. See, the Shulchan Aruch holds you can't answer amen. We're talking about a case where you're mechuyav to hear the bracha. You're trying to be yotzei kiddush. But in a case where you're not mechuyav, let's say by chazaras hashatz, so there's not a real chiyuv in that bracha that you're hearing. And therefore, even if you don't know which bracha is being said, you're allowed to answer amen. Oh. But the Rama says no. The Rama says in all brachos, whether you're chayav or not, even in chazaras hashatz, if you don't know the bracha that is being said, then you're not allowed to answer amen. Now here the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and many Achronim say that if you know the bracha that's being said, you've got to answer Amen even if you don't hear the actual bracha. You davened already. You're not mechuyev in the bracha. You're not being yotze. As long as you know which bracha is being said, even if you didn't hear it, you can answer Amen. But because some Achronim argue that even in Chazaras Hashatz, you can't answer Amen unless you actually hear the bracha from the Shliach Tzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir lichatchila to try to for that opinion. Well, try to hear the actual bracha from the Shliach Tzibur himself. See, the Rama says you know what bracha he's up to, and you happen not to hear the end of the bracha. But when everyone answers something, you can answer with him, even if you didn't hear the end of the bracha. Now, anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to have kavanah for the brachos of Shmones, of Chazaras Hashatz. Aside from this idea of answering, I mean, you're supposed to listen and try to have kavanah and be focused on what the Chazan is saying. Well, Bidyevah, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you didn't hear which bracha the bracha the Chazan was saying, just you happen to know which bracha he's up to, then we say, halachu l'maisa, you are allowed to answer Amen. There is a view that you're not allowed to. We paskin, you're allowed to. Rav Nevensal Shlita points out that the Gemara in Sukkah, in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, really sounds like as long as you know the bracha that's being answered, you can answer Amen. That's being said, you can answer Amen even if you don't hear the actual bracha being said. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'loyana amen kitzara. Don't say a short amen. El arucha ksat. The length of time to say kel melch ne'aman. Person goes, I mean, very quickly. It sounds like it's a burden if he wants to get it over with. No, say a normal pace. I mean, the amount of time it takes to say a kel melch ne'aman. But don't say a bracha, don't say an amen that's too long. When you say amen, then the Shulchan Aruch says, ein kriyas hateva nishmas k'maruch yosem rita. You don't really hear that word being said if you say it in such a long way. Okay. So there's an amen chatufa, a snatched amen. We have two pshatim for that. Amen ketufa, a cut-off amen, two pshatim for that. Amen yisoma, an amen where you don't know which bracha is being said. If you know the bracha that's being said, but you happen not to hear it, so, and everyone else is answering amen, and you're allowed to answer amen with them. Now, there is another type of amen yisoma, and that is where the amen is not connected to the bracha. If you wait too long between the bracha and answering amen, you're not supposed to answer amen. It should be toch kidei dibur, which is the amount of time it takes to say three words, shalom alecha rebbe, or some say shalom alecha rebbe umori. So when you hear a bracha, you're supposed to answer amen only if you're answering immediately. If you wait 3 or 4 seconds, you're not supposed to answer amen. Now, we're going to see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, that if you're davening b'tzibur, that as long as most of the tzibur are still answering amen, then you can still answer amen even if it's a little longer. Let's say the tzibur is saying amen, and if you add up the amount of time they waited and what they're saying, it might be more than toch kidei dibur, but you can join in with that and answer amen with the tzibur. Now, we saw before that if the chazan is, if the chazan is finishing the word but hasn't finished the word, that you shouldn't answer amen. Let's say shalom. Don't answer amen until he says the mem of shalom. But let's say he's saying v'imru amen in a long way. V'imru amen. There you can say amen. Because the chazan finished what you're supposed to say amen to, and when he's stretching out the niggin, that itself is a hefsek. The amen should be right away after that little tefillah the chazan said in Kaddish. Well, because again, the actual bakasha you finished already. You know, let's say Bizman Kariv or Damiran Bi'alma. Well, but if the chazan's elongating a bracha, the end of a bracha, you shouldn't answer amen until the actual word is finished. I saw the chazan ish holds a chiddush that if the end of the word is a kometz hey, then you can answer amen. For example, let's say the word or a kometz, let's say vichunecha. Now, if someone says vichunecha, now the actual word is finished. They didn't stop yet, but all the syllables have been pronounced. All the sounds have been pronounced. So the chazan he said that if the chazan is stretching out, or the kohen, the end of a word, but there's no additional sound waiting to be said, that we're just going to finish, we're going to end the word by stopping, the word be ahava, vichunecha, v'yishmerecha, then the chazan he says, you're allowed to answer amen even before the kohen or the chazan finished saying the word. Okay, we'll stop here.